WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
Singer Hoagy Carmichael is probably best known for the songs he wrote or co-wrote, such as Georgia on My Mind, Stardust, Heart and Soul, and Up a Lazy River, and for his appearances in movies, including To Have and Have Not, The Best Years of Our Lives, and Young Man with a Horn. Beginning in the 20s, he recorded with jazz musicians, but in the LP era, he was heard mostly in front of studio orchestras. Jazz critic Evan Whitehead has a review of a new reissue from the 50s, featuring Carmichael with a jazz band that Kevin says gave the singer a new lift.
Skylark, have you anything to say to me? Won't you tell me where my love can be? Is there a meadow in the mist where someone's waiting to be kissed? Skylark.
Hoagy Carmichael became a jazz fan as soon as there were jazz records to hear, around 1917, when he was in his own teens. Not long after that, he began writing songs. In 1924, his friend and idol, the cornet virtuoso Bix Beiderbecke, recorded Carmichael's Riverboat Shuffle, which was itself influenced by Beiderbecke's sweet and sentimental improvising. Carmichael was one of the first pop writers to get the feel of jazz into his scores, but his pieces also reflect the hominess and easygoing melodicism of turn-of-the-century parlor music. Carmichael wasn't just a great songwriter. He was also a fine interpreter. On the 1956 album, Hoagy Sings Carmichael, just reissued as a budget CD by Pacific Jazz, he sings 10 of his own songs, arranged for large band by Johnny Mandel. The players include Harry Sweets Edison on trumpet, Art Pepper on alto sax, and Jimmy Rolls on piano and celeste. Here's Hoagy Carmichael singing his 1929 classic, Rockin' Chair.
Old rockin' chair's got me cane by my side. Fetch me that ginseng before I tan your hide. I can't get from this cabin. I ain't going nowhere, ain't going nowhere. Just set me here grabbing, grabbing at the flies round this rocking chair. My dear old Addie Harriet how long in heaven she be? Send me sweet chariot for the end of the troubles I see.
Bix Beiderbecke was Carmichael's inspiration as a songwriter. But as a singer, his apparent model on this date was another old associate, the Texas trombonist Jack Teagarden. Teagarden's lazy drawl was flavored by cowboy music as much as jazz, and Rockin' Chair had been his feature when he toured with Louis Armstrong. Hoagy Carmichael excelled at writing mood pieces about a bygone America idealized almost to the point of satire. One of the best is Memphis in June, written with lyricist Paul Francis Webster.
Memphis in June, a shady veranda under a Sunday blue sky. Memphis in June and cousin Amanda's making a rhubarb pie. I can hear the clock inside a ticking and a talking. Everything is peacefully dandy. I can see old Granny cross the street still a rockin', watching the neighbors go by. Memphis in June and sweet oleander blowing perfume in the air. Up jumps a moon to make it that much grander. It's paradise. Brother, take my advice. Nothing's half as nice as Memphis in June.
I love the way that alto flute harks back to Carmichael's whistling at the start of the tune. Johnny Mandel's arrangements are filled with nice details like that. He sneaks a quote from Reveille into the song Two Sleepy People. The musicians who backed Hoagy Carmichael on record didn't always do him justice, but the jazzmen on this session knew his worth, which is the main reason Hoagy Sings Carmichael may be the best album he ever made.
Kevin Whitehead is a regular contributor to Downbeat and Cadence. He reviewed Hoagy Sings Carmichael on the Pacific Jazz label.
Well, here we are, just about the same foggy little fella, drowsy little dame, two sleepy people by dawn's early light, and too much in love to say goodnight.